The Mishnah in the beginning of Ketzer Mevorchim, Mishnah brings down Shala Pas Mevorch Hamoitzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz. Birkas Hamazon. So the Mishnah brings down the Aloha and the bread that you make Hamoitzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz U'Boyer Min Ha'aretz and Birkas Hamazon. Zoi b'gmor in Daf Lamed Vav. Rav Shmuel d'Amri Tarvayu. Kol shuhu mechamesh esaminim mevorech al ha'boyer min ha'mezoynes. Vekol shiyesh mechamesh esaminim mevorech al ha'boyer min ha'mezoynes v'la'achov mein shomesh. So it comes out that in things that are made from chamesh esminei dogon, we have two kinds of brachas. Something that is called lechem. Something that is not called lechem, that is called tafshilim, like pasta, oatmeal, maybe falafel. And these things, the halacha is you make mezainas. Doesn't make a difference how much you eat. These are two halachas that are very close. Pasta is a moitzi. Past is a moitzi, and tafshilim are mezoynes. Now it's mevur in the Gemara that is a third kind of thing that is called pasabo bekisli. And that third meat that is called pasabo bekisli, la'aloche is b'yirim mezoynes v'la'achov mein sholesh. But here is a condition. Only if you eat it stam, but if you eat kishir she'achirim koyvim al zeh seuda, mevorech alav hamoitzi v'la'achov birkas hamazon. And as Halacha the Magen Avraham says, impossible bekisnim, if you eat it with different things, kishir that different people will be kaveh seuda on it, you also have to bench. So we have be'etzem three klolim and mezoynes and chamishas min hadogon. Things that you made a bread out of them is a moitzi. Things that you made a tapshil out of them are mezoynes. And things that you made something in between that is called pasabo bekisni. These things that are made in this conditioned thing that is called pasabo bekisni is alochetz mezoynes and alamichye. Or if you ate kishir she'achirim koyvim olov, or if you ate it with different things, you have to bench. Now, in pasabo bekisni, what is this shiur she'achirim koyvim olov? Or what is the pshat if you eat it with different things, you have to make birkas hamazon? This is a very hard inyan that we'll have to learn bifnei atzmoi. Because someone needs a couple of rogalach and have the birkas hamazon, yeah? You're right. You never learn it. You learn Mishnah Berurah that this comes out, yeah? So get this out. Klal Yisrael never did it, yeah? So chloyal al adas. I know we'll have to, you know, we'll have to speak for covenant because everyone brings down from all different places and different things. But we know that Hashem didn't mean it. When there's no time that Hashem meant that if a bacher goes downstairs and eats 10 cookies, he gets the bed. Chloyal al adas, yeah? We have to know why it's not like that. This is the avoid of the shears, why Kleisel could carry on being normal, yeah? This is the best in the avoid of here. And I'm saying it's, he gave once a very quick share in it. But this is the second part of the aloch. We'll divide it into two groups. The second part we have to know, what is the shear of Kviya Seuda? Shaloi Shamanu, Loyal al adas. A guy learns Mishnah Berurah, he says, if you eat four hagalach, it's birkas hamazon. Loyal Shamanu. Lo yishamanu that people are makbi to do such a thing. And then if you eat it with different things, you have to bench. Lo yishamanu. But again, I'm saying this is the part we'll leave for the hemshach. First we have to know, what is this halacha, what is called pasabo bekisni? Because again, the agdolas advorim, I think if a person will make one seder and all these things, instead of running to a big burekas or a small burekas and all these little signs that come up every couple months, yeah? We have to know. Pas, we know, is a moitzi. Tavshilim we know is mezoinus. It's something that's called pasaba bekisnim. That there they tell us if you eat an X amount, you mechuv to bench. We have to find out what is that X amount that you're not allowed to eat that makes you to bench if you have to eat. This is one halacha. But before that halacha, we have to know what goes into that group that is called pasaba bekisnim. That some things are bread. Some things are tafshilim, and then we're not discussing. As a group in between the mezoinus that is not called bread, and is not called tafshil. Like we said, bread is bread, we know what it is. Tafshilim is pasta, oatmeal, cereal in the morning, all these things are, it's tafshilim. And there's something in between that is called pasta baba kisni. And pasta baba kisni is halachas of mezoinus. And then is the second halachas that if you kaveh soon and if you have to bench, and we have to know what it is. So first we have to find out what is called pasta baba kisni. So in the halacha pasta baba kisni, be'etzem go in, ba'if and klali, a cake, rogale, a pizza, cookies, crackers, waffles, pretzels, pancakes, maybe mezoinus rolls. All these things, be'etzem, are standing in the place that is called pasta baba kisni. Well, later we'll be mevarer everything if it's called or it's not called. But be'etzem, all of these things that are not tafshilim are called pasta baba kisni. And we have to know what is called a pasta baba kisni or not. Nahinu, what we have to go to be mevarer, I want to make it clear. We have bread that is a moitzi. Tavshil is mezoinus. Pasta baba kisni, we said, he stands in the middle. If you eat a lot, you are moitzi. If you eat a little bit, you are mezoinus. We have to know who goes in. That, what is a lot? We'll say later what is called a lot. About what is called pasta baba kisni. So what we see in the poskim is, if it's not a pasta baba kisni, these things be'etzim will be called bread, b'derech klal. What makes them to be pasta baba kisni? Dainu is like a mini bread. Pasta baba kisni are things that in one way Chazal want to call them like a bread, but they're not mamish called like a bread. So the Rishonim have a machlekes, what is pasta baba kisni? We'll start from what we have in the Mekoyres. It's machlekes Rishonim, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Tzubis Yosef bring it out in Orachayim. Siman Kuf Samaches, Sif Zayin. Yesh Oimri, שהוא פס שעושוי כמין כיסנים שממלאים איסם דבש או צוקר ואגויזים משקדים ותבלינים. Something that is full like a bereka, but made from honey, maybe something more like a hamantash or like some jelly cookies. This is פס הבובה כיסן. יש אומרים שהוא איסו שאיר בו דבש או שמן או חולוב. When he made the dough, he mixed in honey, oil, milk, eggs. Vehu shei etama ta'aroves ve'amipeiros ha'tavli niker be'iso. That you feel that it's sweet, it's not only the flour with water. V'im lo'i, it's a lechem. We'll see later in the Hemshach that the Ramo learns that it's not enough, has to be harbe. Yeah, later we'll see again how much it has to be sweet, how much it doesn't have to be sweet. V'yeshoimrim, shu pas ben metubeles ba'ena metubeles, if it's hard, like a cracker, like a pretzel, this is called pasta baba kisni. So Shulchan Aruch brings down three shittas, what is pasta baba kisni. The first shita is something like a hamantash, like a jelly cookie. Second thing is like a cake, that the dough is made with sweet, with honey, with eggs, with sugar. And the third thing is something like a pretzel. Three different shittas. So all of them have the aloche, that is mezoinus and birkas hamazon. And if you eat a lot, we'll later learn what is a lot, you chayav birkas hamazon. Zog de bis yesef. Vele'inyan aloche, kevon de sveike, memide de rabbonon, Naktinen kedivrei kulam laoker. Valtz a sofik de rabbanon. So all of the kinds become pasta baba kisni. Elam ken kova seuda shorchal kishir. So I want to read the lashon of the Bis Yosef. Shekevon shez a sofik de rabbanon. Naktinen kedivrei kulam laoker. Velochem nevorich binerim nezoinus ubrochem ein shalosh. Elam ken kova seuda olov. או ישרח על שיעור שדרך בני אובם לקבוע אולוב סוד. So the Vilp asks the Kasha the words of the Bis Yosef. Every time we say that if you eat a big shiur, you mechuy birkas hamazon. What is it? We'll speak about it in the next shiur. But Loshon Bis Yosef, if he was koveya seuda in it, or if he ate kishiur shibli adam koveim seuda. Fregin alam meforshim, we paskin that if you eat shiur shibli adam koveim of seuda, it's taken birkas hamazon. But if you can wear Suda yourself, it's butler daita. And here the Vesyasev says, if he was kivea on it, or shiur shacherim kivea, you have to bench. Because we're going to Vesyasev state, and misofik, we pass in all of the three. Cake, rogalach, jelly cookies, crackers, all these things we pass in, and it's called passable bikis. Zog Devin Alayzo. He wants to explain Pshat in the words of the Bis Yosef. Why did Bis Yosef say that if you are Kovah Seuda, you make Birkas Amoitzi and Birkas Amoitzi? The whole only Shiur Shacherim Koyim. Zog Devin Alayzo, he has a kasha. Lechure, if a person eats Shiur Seuda, that is full. Birkas Hamazon is Deiraisa. So it's a Sofik Deiraisa. So why when you have three Sfek, we said again, if it's not possible Bikiznim, it's bread. Bread is a Moitzi, Tafshilim HaMezoinus. These sweet things are something in between. What is in between? First Shita says a jelly cookie, a Hamantash. Second Shita says a cake. Today the Hamantash is dough is also made like a cake, could be the same. And the third sheet says like a cracker, like a pretzel, something dak, dak veporich, hard, crunchy. Zog de Bis Yosef, okay, Sovid Rabban Lekule, I pass on all the three. What do you mean Sovid Rabban Lekule? Zog de Bis Yosef, you're right, if you eat a small shiur, it's Sovid Rabban. But if you eat a shiur suuda, it's a chiyuv de Reise. Zog de Bis Yosef, ain't a chanami. This is the Bis Yosef meant. That if you eat shiur shekov im koval of suuda, or shiur shacherim koval of suuda, you have to make birkas hamazon. Because if you fall, you have to bench birkas hamazon. So this is what the Bis Yosef meant. If you ate shiur shacherim koval of suuda, or if you were kaveh suuda, so you fall, so you have to bench birkas hamazon. So, I don't understand. The Bis Yosef, the Bnei Yosef passing like this. So, if you don't know what it is, if you are kaveh to suffer the rice, and you have to bench birkas hamazon. So, lefi the Bnei Yosef, if a person eats a cookies and he's full, he has to bench birkas hamazon. Why? Even if he didn't eat a shiur shacherim kevim suuda, even if later we'll find a limud schus, why people eat a lot of cookies that they don't bench. If you fall, so you're not sure what is pasa bobe kisnim, if it means cookies, if it means ham and tash, if it means crackers, so misafik, you have to bench. I'll tell you now. You know why you don't have to bench? Because midei raise, I have two pshat. First could be Vachalta Vesavata is only Shiur Shacherim Koyvim Olav. So we have to find out what is Shiur Shacherim Koyvim Olav. And on that, anyway, that loch is that you make because some Muslim pass above the Kisli. Yeah, what is the Shiur? We'll say what is the Shiur. Habal 23rd, Lavashonim. Second Pshat Doctor. Bidiyevet midoy reise yoyitze bebrocha mein sholosh. Zogdam Kivayegir, don't ask me that Loch is if someone suffering if he benched or not, he has to bench again. Why we don't tell him make alamichia? It's very pashut. The person is suffering if he benched or not, we tell him like this. Maybe you bench, maybe you didn't bench. But you don't know. Me suffering bench again? Suffering the rice? What, you do alamichia? No one needs alamichia. So suffering the rice, a bench. Here he says like this. When you eat cookies, could be yichayv alamichia. And if you have a lamichia, you're yoytze de reise. What is your suffix now? maybe you chayev more from alamichia birkas hamazon. That is a suffix berabbanan. When you coming, if you suffix, if you ate or not, so suffix if you benched. So my suffix is if I'm mechuyev benching. So suffix deraisa. Hi, I could do alamichia, but you don't have a tzad to make alamichia. You ate 500 pieces of bread. Now you don't remember if you benched. Normally, if you eat 500, you don't remember if you benched, yeah? We're assuming if you benched or not. So now, what is your suffix? I have to bench or I don't have to bench? I'll do ala michi. It's not time to do ala michi. So you don't say, oh yeah, but if I'll do ala michi, I'll be yoitze. Nishtar ala zach. But when you ate cake and you misupik, if it's a moitzi or it's cake, and ala michi, for sure you chayev. So ala michi, for sure chayev, do it. Now, what is your suffix? Maybe to bench. Suffix, you don't have to bench. The mele paskin Rav Kiva Hegel that when you eat all of the sholish kinds of pasal bekisnim, if it's cake, if it's rogalach, if it's jelly cookies, misafik we make mezoynes and alam michi. Till Rav Kiva Hegel asks on himself, so why the Shulchan Aruch paskin to make mezoynes, and the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say v'yirshamayim lo yoychalkim b'teichasud? But it's three different suffix. What is mezaynus? Cake, rogalach, bereka, suffix. Why does Shulchan Aruch doesn't say Yerushalayim will eat like the aloha later and see if you die? That Yerushalayim doesn't eat different things. There's a suffix bracha only inside the meal. So if the Shulchan Aruch paskins misuffix all these three things, so the Maamar Molcha says, because also to be a shaila, what you eat inside the meal. If it's pas, you don't have to make a bracha. But if it's mezaynus, and it will not be a part of the suda, could you even have to make another bracha? So anyway, don't gain. Came the poiskim and said, so lefi that, if a person takes a cracker, a rogale, and a habentash, and he eats all of the three, so mimonavshach, one of them is for sure bread. So he has to make birkas hamazon. If you eat in the same meal, a cracker, a rogale, and a hamantash, mimonavshach, if pasba bekisnim is memule, so the cracker is garnished. Or if it's very, you know, very sweet, the cracker, but you have some crackers that are mamish, like bread, they call them even like a bread, like different names. What? Right? So if you eat that himself, you can say it's cracky. It's that crunch, like a little cracker. It's matzah crackers. Yeah, mamash, they look like matzahs. Like small little matzahs. So if you eat them, no, it's not a bread. It's hard. It's crunchy. But if you eat that with a rogale, and a gishmaki piece of cake, and it's a sefer Ol Tzion, Tagaon HaTzadik, Rabbi Tzion HaBashaul, he paskins if you eat all the three together, you have to make birkas hamazon. Because the only heter is on every one of them to say suffix brachas, like the Ibn Arizal. So the Ibn Arizal said, if you fall from it, you have to make birkas hamazon. And Rav Kiva said, you don't have to. But if you eat all the three together, you have to. The Ma'aseh said, no one does birkas hamazon. No one does birkas hamazon, even if you eat all the three together. Shiloh, why? So we'll go to the next step. The Biuraloch already brings down the Maimon Motche. The Maimon Motche says, why Take the Shulchanoch doesn't say Yerushalayim will try not to eat the bread, the cake, that you soon some shilas, some stories in Yerushalayim. So in the Biuraloch, that the Maimon Motche said, could be all of the shittas are right. Could be. Now he doesn't say for sure, but he said, could be all the shittas are right. The Oruch HaShulchan says more from that. I want to read the Lashon of the Oruch HaShulchan. Nira le'ani yizdaiti. She'en tzorch lo'yma mishum sveike de rabonan. Elo she'ikar adin kachu. Elo she'apoyiski mechalkim bepirush pasam o bekisnim. Aval edine ein machloikes b'neyem. And the Maharsham and the Asteri also is machia. And we may feed all the three together. You don't have to bench. Because I'm Muslim. The Nesivus in Derech HaChaim, his Kutras Achroin, he says like this: Pas she'ein derech ha'olam likvoya olav seudo, veze kol suge everything. Berakas, I'm not, maybe a big Berakas. I'm besimin kuf samachez betaz, שפוסק המחבר הלוכה כדברי כולם לאוקר משום למידי דרבונן ותומו עלי או ברכס המוזן דרי רייסה ואף דפור ולסביר דרבונן או בכיסנים ונחי ברכס המוזן הקישור שאחרים קויבים אני סובע לוכה ניר לה אני הזדהיתי כיוון דרשי הקוס על דפסו בכיסנים ואין איך לי ממנו רק דובר מועט ומאכול מועט נראה דעיקר טעם הפטור בסוף בכיסנים ומשום דכיוון דעל פס כזו אין רגילים לקבוע על הצעודו לא יחושיב לבורך עולה והמויצי וגימל ברוכס וכן מפורש למעיים בבס יסף עושה לילה what it means ולפי זה הכל תולוי ברעויס עיני המוירה כל שהוא פס שאיני מדרך העולם לקבוע על הצעודו לפי רעויס עינינו יש לו דין פס או בבקיסני ולא כן פוסק השולחנו הוא כדברי כולם לאוקר זוג נמסיבס everything that is not דרך to be קיבי הסעודו על את רוגלך no one makes a סעודה and רוגלך today no one makes a סעודה and homentash no one makes a סעודה and jelly cookies no one makes a סעודה and pretzels even on crackers no one is קיבי הסעודה and crackers even if they serve them no one is קיבי הסעודה and crackers it's nice to serve.
So if someone only
saw loaves of
breakfast.
Well, one person of salt. Again, I didn't say it didn't be. It's not derech likvoya. Something that's not derech likvoya. Someone eats pickles for breakfast, so it becomes bread. Stays pickles. Something that is not called bread, and things change.
Number one breakfast is a donut.
What? No one's kaveh suda. Not a suda. It's a donut. Not a suda. Not a suda. Kaveh suda means something that people wash on it, make it a meal. Stop, no one eats bichlal a suda, only bread. Bread you eat with chicken, with food, right? It's not long. Why chicken though you may not make shahak in the middle of the suda? Because it comes with the bread. It never comes with the donut, never. So obviously the donut is not something, kaveh suda.
Kiddush this morning.
No, it's not a suda. Even by Choshev Alabatim, that you know that by them the kiddush is more from our meal. Well, again, but they call it the kiddush. They don't call it the kveya suda. They don't put avakat. They don't want to put bread in that suda. That suda is a kiddush. They're scared to put bulkas there. They want it. They want it to look. They want it to look like a kiddush. They shtel it like a kiddush. Even though it wasn't really put bread, they get like the little challahs that look like interesting, you know? Because they don't want that it'll be a shame that we gimachdo a suda. We gimachdo a kiddush. The thing that's poshut, that if someone eats from all the three meaning together, avada he doesn't have to make drink of some mazd. When they pass, in the Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Rav Eliashiv, and Rav Neubel, and this is the psak. This is what they pass. Again, even if someone doesn't want to be Semech and Rabbi Seinu, Rabbi Zahm, Rabbi Eliashiv, Rabbi Neubel, and he wants to be Choshish, Rabbi Kiveiger, and Rabbi Eizel, Chosh V'Choynim. But again, they said, Rabbi Kiveiger said, and Rabbi Eizel, Sofet Rabbana. The Maizel, Rabbi Kiveiger said, and Rabbi Eizel, but if you eat all the three together, Ein Echanami. But if you eat one of them, so then, you don't have to be Choshish. Or even if you eat all the three together, the ma'aseh you can say mech. If it's not in the sviya, it's the rabbanon. You can say mech on Rav Shlomo Zalman. Till here, it's glad. Came Rav Shlomo Zalman in Auerbach and said, "If I'm saying the derech achayim, and listen good, this is the beginning of the ma'apech. The beginning of the ma'apech. The ma'apech we'll have to get to, but that's the beginning of the ma'apech. Came Rav Shlomo Zalman in Auerbach. The rib gadlu soi v'omkoi." That he understands the Teira Lamito. Not everyone had that koyach of Shlomo Zalman to understand things from the bottom. So he says, so if the pshat is lefira ois eine adayin, so pasabo bekisnim could go very large. All different little cookies, knishes. See some knishes will have to, but even small berakas, even the small berakas that they put like little hotdogs inside, they have a name, I forgot it. Yeah, all of these things, little crackers, spasa bobekisni. You don't have to start to check now with all of these aloches, how much sweet it has inside, and how much things. I'm not going yet to the pizzas and the zayin rules and the big barakas. We'll leave them later to find out where they're holding. But the list of the things that they sell in the store, when you go to the Angel of Burma, they have, this is mezainis. They say over a famous maaser that someone called him Moshe Feinstein to ask him what bracha to make on a pretzel. So the guy says, you heard on the phone that he asked his wife, what is a pretzel? So she told him, mezainis. Yeah? It's a famous maaser. Now, what's the pshat in the maaser? What was up, my central tzaddikim? Well, the guy he didn't ask the rabbits in the shire. As Mechufta's Mezainis, so that's Mezainis. She told him, like, kind of snack. A snack is Mezainis. So that's what. You don't have to ask what it is. He asked his wife, what is a pretzel? She told him, it's a snack. A snack is Mezainis. Not the little things the mice she said Mezainis. So Moshe said Mezainis. Cholila Mechas. She told him, I'm Mezainis. I think Shem Zahm was pushing to. Kimat, everything. Again, I'm saying big bureaucracy. Mezainis sells a pizza, we'll have to get to them. And maybe even pancakes, we have to get to them. Could be there, or yes, served in a meal. They're not made for gnashing. Yeah, they're made to serve. It's a pancake you serve. Yeah, you eat breakfast. This is what you serve for breakfast. It's not a dessert. Of all these cakes that are put for dessert, for decoration, for parties, these are not called meal. These are called minimizations. Shem Zalman says everything. The emek broche betzem is mistapik in it. I want to say over the emek broche. Emek broche is ben alom neshe sefer. It says like this: Le'inyan pasa bo bekisli, the mevorchim on avoyim mezaynis u'mein shorish. Af de ikri lechem. Kosa b'vesyesef. The b'vesyesef asks a kasha. Le'ilchis chale, we know we mafish chale from cake also. Chocolate cake. Some people are not mafish because they don't have enough sheer flour. Yeah, but if you make a big chocolate cake, you have to. Or if a person makes a pass, all this rogalach, if he makes a shir, you have to be mafish chala. So while you got the chala, you make it's called a moitzi. It's called the bread. And legabi a moitzi, it's not called a moitzi. So the Bessi Yosef says, Mishum de lekobu chachom levorich a moitzi, elo belechem shederich likvoya olof seud. Hoyo nire loima, the emek broche. De zeo ikar adin de bein lechem shel kviya seudah. וכל מיני לחומים שהם קויבו עליהם סעודו, הם מבורכים עליהם אלו בוירם מיני מזיינס. ולפי זה המיני דלא שופה עם הגברוכה. מה שנסחדש כיום שאויסים מיני אוגויס, ואין לא שימו יסום אלו מעט מפרס ושמן והרויב מים, ואין קויבו עליהם סעודו אלו איך לבו יסום לשם תיינוק, אף תאין להם דין פסה בו בקיסנים, מכל מוקרים הם מבורכים עליו אלו בוירם מיני מזיינס ומאין גימל. כיוון שאין קויבים עליהם סעודו, ואף שבדרס הראשונים הקויבים ובזמן חזל או יודורך שלא יהיה לקבוע סעודו, אלא דווקא על פסה בו בקיסנים, but even I know, only when it's very sweet they will not קבוע סעודו. אבל in this kind of bread there would be קבוע סעודו, לא משגיחים אלא כל זמן וזמן כפי מנוגוי. אלו שמכל הפויסקים משמע שגם אשתו בזמן הזה אין מבורכים במזוינס מנשולש אלו דווקא על פסה לא בקיסנים ולחמוניס כפי המילה שאוהב בזמן חזר ולא משכחינו בכל דור ודור. ואני want to say, so the gather was they didn't decide כל פס שאין קויבים עליו סעודו they don't make a broch אבו יציאנת. The gather for the kolas chazar was they took these kind of breads and they decided that from now on this will be the ghetto. So now it's a briske war, yeah? They looked around. These kind of breads, people are not kiver. Le deres it will stay like that. So first, even if he's right, we're right. Meaning to say, even if he's right, that when Chazal made it, they made it like that, but it means that everything that is called cookies today, me'ikar adinus b'zaynus. Nein, there's no bracha mein shalosh deraisa. Because we had some like bisman chazal, pasu abekisim, they made only main gimel. So chazal know that you don't need to make a birkas hamazon. So you're right. Maybe chazal would say to make a birkas hamazon because loy plug. Oh, but something the rabbanon, then for sure the same chalup shemazal. Even if they make bracha is right, then belomdes they make bracha comes and he says chalup shemazal is right. Pasav abekisim. Is not measured in every generation. So the first achroinim started to say that all we pass can everyone. Okay? But you have to have very sweet, very full. But it changes if you have it done. It's a mitzvah. Pass she'en koivim aleo su'uda. Zil basar taim ezor kamshon ezal v'nayobach. It's a tzad that someone takes a little, you know, chess cookie and he's kuveh su'uda on it. All these cookies that they were recently given to Shiva, yeah? The sticks and the circles, yeah? Someone's kaveh suda? No one's kaveh suda on it. No one is kaveh suda. But one guy is hungry, he eats a lot to garnish. Again, the vowel I'm saying, all of this is to put all of this group in the middle group that is called Pasa Bobe Kisne. If you eat a lot, the vowel is a aloha that you have to bench. Well, shlok that aloha also benches the shem. Again, I'm not saying, you know, I don't like to be makel, yeah? We try here to be machmir, this is the goal. But I want to explain why I'm machmir. I think everyone that benches because I'm Muslim because he's doing a bochel of a tola. That's meich. And because the Hemshech will use the svarim from Shmuel Zalman, that when Chazal said that if it's a shiur that you kaveh suda on it, you mevot b'rikas hamazon, could be today that shiur doesn't exist. No one is kaveh suda on these things. When one guy is hungry and he eats a lot, it's not called shiur shacherim kaveh suda on it. When someone takes rogalach and kaveh suda, no one. No one is kaveh suda on it. It's okay. Well, that part we'll have to see. We're not discussing it today. The vow we're just discussing first. We remind me what goes into the group that is called Pasa Bobe Kisni. So we have the poiskim that bring down three shitas. Vegan and Aizel learned pshat. Rav and Taz that misofek we mchoishesh to all of the shitas. We mele beadin as kaminis. We said that the Chachayim and my Mamotcha already wanted to say that we pass in all the three. Rav Shlomo Zalman takes it even more from that. It's not only we pass in all the three. Everything that people are not kaveh suda on it is called mezoinis. We'll go by it. He even brings it to Santa Raya. So lemaise, la aloche lemaise, the achroas apoiskis vaneinu is the following. We pass in all the three things are called possible the kisnim. Even if you eat all the three, you don't bench. A lot of poiskim are masking with Shlomo Zalman that you can add to the list. And not only that, what if something goes out the list? Shlomo Zalman says you can take it out of the list. What would be if today people start to be kaveh suda on something? It will become a mitzvah. Vasheinken lefi the Eved Brocha, he says could be it will stay mezoinus. So then the bad we didn't go. I said mezoinus rolls, pizzas, all these things. We'll see, right? Could be all, some of these things will get a chumra. If everyone is kaveh suda on a pizza, so it could be a pizza will become a mitzi. I think in America people eat pizza, yeah? People eat pizza in America. So we'll see later. Could be. But the vile, I'm saying again, the vile, this could be, well done on the pizza, could be that svara from Shlomo Zalman that is so gishmak, and it's so emes, and it's so tklo, could be, he will be an afkimin el chumra. Now we don't want to accept Rav Shlomo Zalman, yeah? That what went into that group was things that people, it's not a, like maybe Brocha learned, it's like a list. These three things, Chazal decided, Ledoiris, it will not be a moitzi. This is what Chazal decided. These three things will not be called a moitzi. And we said, Rav Shlomo Zalman, no. Things that people are not kaveh suda, people eat them as a nash, it's mezoinus. Things that people are not kaveh like a nash, it's a moitzi. And we'll see. I said, we'll have to get to the pizza, to the mezonos rolls, to these things, to see where to put them. Lefi the klolim of that loch. No man to explain. People have a mistake. They think two slices is a mitzi. Lefi this of shemazavim could even one slice will be a mitzi. Because people eat pizza for a suda. People don't eat pizza letainuk. It's not called a snack. You're right. Some people, it's an easy meal, it's a short meal. But this one, I was home yesterday. My wife said she asked if she could order pizza. She wants to serve it for supper. So I asked her, what else? She said, no, this will be the supper. I said, how much pizza does every kid will eat? If he wants one, and if he wants two. I said, and some will eat only one. And so she said, some get full with one. So I knew Miyad that pizza became a mitzvah. And if someone didn't bench, he's like eating without benching. So they'll fry people also eat without benching. Nothing is fault for the people that make mezonos on Amichya. They will sit together with all the fries that don't bench. But again, I don't want the machriya today on the pizza. I'm just explaining. We'll have this small from Shlam and Lekule. If we'll get into the Amkis, maybe you could eat 20 rogalach and you don't have to bench. Again, this will be another whole kind of lomdus of Kviya Suda. About, again, with the lomdus of Shlam ben Hashem. And Mitzad Sheini could be a lot of things that could go out of the list. It's made with honey, it's made with liquid, it's made with everything. Okay, we'll see later. But could be it's bichlal not on the list. There's more problems with pizza. Could be it's a shiur shachem kevel suda. Could be a couple problems. I'm just saying the svorim from Shemazaman is a svorim merkozis lekule velechumre. Again, the Mebrocha said that it doesn't change. We'll go by it. So before we're going into Bimavare, what is the shiur kviya suda? And again, and if pizza and mezonos rolls and a list of things go back and change, we're going to find the big picture. Most of the Passover bekisnim and we pass in all the three shitas and cakes and rogalach and pancakes, all the things that regular people consider pretzels, strudels, all these achim that consider Passover bekisnim. Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kufsa Meches Yivches brings down an lachmonias shiblilosum rako. It's another thing. We lost some raka, not the getters. So the loss of Shulchan Aruch lachmonias, we lost some raka, it's mezoinis, v'im kova aleim, amoitzi. Shabur learns that kova aleim means kishu, like we have to learn in the past, what is kvias. We'll see that whole thing is another, a whole different child. Zog de Shulchan Aruch, im ochil lehu betoich ha-seudo, sheloi machmas ha-seudo, teunim broche. If someone ate liquid lachmonios in the end of the meal, sheloi machmas ha-seudo, he has to make mezoinus. Zog de Tazim Ogin Avraham, lefi ze, if a person eats Passover bekisnim, betoich ha-seudo, sheloi machmas ha-seudo, cake for dessert, tzorich levorich, bo yirem min ha-mezoinus. Zogt ab Kiveiger, the Shitosri. Le Marke de Isle, ve Le Marke de Isle. Le one sheet the cake is Passover Begisning, so only on cake you make Mezainas, the rest is bread. One sheet the pretzel, so only on pretzel you do. Meina Zogt ab Kiveiger, but you don't know what it is, so we suffered, you can't make a broch. And as they pass in the Dogum Mivova, only if you eat all the three together, for the motion we have something that is made from all the three. Moshe, we have like a sweet rogale, that it's some rogale that have like chocolate inside, like Danishes. So it's also made very sweet, also, but it doesn't have the last thing. Of something like you have a pretzel that has like peanut butter inside. So the pretzels that have peanut butter inside, when I was a kid they had them, I don't know, they do them anymore. Recently I didn't see it for a long time, but maybe they don't serve it to me anymore. But I remember when I was a kid, it was a pretzel, and inside was like a line of peanut butter.
Peanut butter?
No, so I'm saying it's a pretzel, it's hard. You smack it, it's hard.
What's hard?
Pretzel is hard. Not the peanut butter. Peanut is hard, don't eat that pretzel. The pretzel is hard, and you have something inside full. Zog de biur halocha. But Lemaisa, I said before that maybe we pass in all the three things. If we pass in all the three things, so everything is passable by kisnim. So by etzem, everything you have to make a bracha. But Rav Kiveger said not to make a bracha because he passed in misafik. But we go by this. Well, the Mishabur says, but Lamaise is not, it's a suffix if we pass on everything or not. So Mishabur says, misafik not to make a bracha. The problem is, if we decide that Shlomo Zalman is right, Rabbi Yashiv is right, Rav Neuwirth is right, Derech HaChaim is right, and we pass on that everything is called a possible of a gisne. So now it goes against us. So if we decided that everything is called a possible of a gisne, so if you eat cake, in the end of the meal, you'll have to make mezainas. So the emesis, all of the guys, I don't want to say that word because I would call it people that became yeshivish recently, they make mezainas in the end of the meal. Some even told me that Shlomo Zalman would do it. I know that lemaisa in the yeshivish houses, they never did it. My house, they never did it. My parents, I mean, my shvel, Bob Gubitz, I spoke to him from Shulevitz. Told me he never saw Reb Chaim Shulevitz. He said that he has like a lot of adims. One of his adims, like very frum. So by dessert, his wife serves ice cream and cake. He doesn't take the cake because to make a bracha he doesn't want because he's not new. Yeah, he has a father, a nishkan girl. But not to make a bracha, he's scared to eat without a bracha. So his wife says everyone ice cream with cake, and he only gets ice cream. So I told him, Bayos, ice cream is also shara from the bracha at the end of the sukkah. Bayos, we serve a candy when you give ice cream, because shara from shakel. From Moshe Feinstein, the other doesn't know so much halacha, I told him. If you hide, you ate your little one Indian, and you take your whole shtick, you know, tell him next time that the ice cream could be worse. So eat the ice cream could be worse than eating the cake, I think. But Lemaise said, the shaila is why not to make a bracha on the cake? What is the limud zchus? Again, the cheshman, if you don't offer Rav Shlomo Zalman, it's not a problem. You don't make a bracha on the cake, suffer brachas. Maybe it's a bread. But if you decide that Rav Shlomo Zalman is right, and everything is possible by kisne, you can't catch it from both sides. And the Bir Allah himself said, Lefidim Amar Modche, that everything is bread, everything is cake. But he said, yeah, my Modche was a Mesen Epshel. He said, for sure. So we brought it. But if we decide that we take Rav Shlomo Zalman, we take Ratzvadai, so you'll have to make a Mezainis and a cake. So the miyash of the minig of the oilom that lo yishomanu, and the Mishnah Berurah himself, why Mishnah Berurah didn't say lemaise? So the verse says like this: first, you write the Mishnah Zaman is right. Of a fault, maybe he's wrong. So it's a sofik brachas that we say mechnat the bench. No. The Rashba holds that pass above a kislin, you don't make a bracha in the middle of the Suda. We don't pass in the Rashba. Aber Rabbani can be mitzar of the Rashba. Another Zach was a maisa with the Chofetz Chaim. This I heard from my Shver. Chofetz Chaim in the Sefer writes down that when you eat dessert, you make goetz. Chofetz Chaim himself did not make goetz when he ate dessert at his house. This is I heard from Mashver Rav Zain, Rav Leib Gurbitz, he ate with the Chofetz Chaim, and he didn't make goetz in the dessert. So he asked the Chofetz Chaim, in the Mishnah Berurah you write that you have to make goetz on dessert. Chofetz Chaim told him, when I written the Mishnah Berurah, I was passing in an inn, and when it came for dessert, you had to pay specially for dessert, even if you paid for the meal. So I said, it's not a chelik from the meal. Years later, I passed in the same inn, and when I wanted a meal, they gave me with the dessert. So I learned that today it's a chelik from the Suda. I claim the whole Maaseh, Chofetz Chaim doesn't chap. That in the way back, they didn't know who was the Chofetz Chaim. They gave him the dessert. This is the day thing, what happened, you know. Chofetz Chaim, the whole Raya, I think, is Nishkin Raya. But even if the story is not right, first, Chofetz Chaim has Siyata Bishmai and everything. But Pshat is, today, Moshe, I know now I'm planning to make a Shabbat Shabbat Brochus. My daughter. So I told my wife, maybe we'll not serve dessert. You know, save some money. She told me, so don't do Shabbat Shabbat. I said, very good. It was worth the whole, my daughter getting engaged to learn this halacha. That she could tell me, without dessert, don't make Shabbat Shabbat. There's no tzur to the meal without a dessert. So it's a chalik of the meal. I think it's a raya brura. Ke'ein the raya for the chofetz chayim. So I sent it to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. He told me, ain't a emes. The mice is not true. My Zayda here was there. So I don't upshot. He said, Mishnebura doesn't say that he changed his mind. So the mice is not emes. He said, Ain't a Emes. If Reb Chaim told me that he heard Fakir, Ain't a Emes means that he knows that story doesn't exist. This is not Ilach HaKadosh. How you could tell that it's not Emes? If someone says, I heard Fakir, I know it's, you know, like they say, Reb Chaim said, if someone brings a Raya, it's Ein Zah. Someone tells you there's no taste for this in Shas, then he knows Shas, yeah? Someone tells you, Chob HaRaya for taste in Zvachim. So he knows Zvachim. Pookie remembers it. Tell you, there's no taste in Shas. This guy knows Shas, right? So Reb Chaim says, there's no Maisach. He knows all the Maisach, Melech HaBetz Chaim. There's no Maisach. But Mikol Mokoyim, so they're Machmir and Machoy Shish Tadoch HaBetz Chaim. The mele is another kule not to make a brocha on the cake. Because the whole idea of the dessert is a shaylif to make a brocha. So Avadu, the world makes a brocha on dessert. Not everyone is choshesh to this Chofetz Chaim. But mikol makoim, to mitzarif it, could be another svore, that it becomes a part of the meal. Even legabi cake, kenzai. Again, all of that is shver if we choishesh to the Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Now, we'll go to one more thing again. Before we mevarer what is Passover B'Kisnim, if pizza is Passover B'Kisnim, if mezonos rolls go in, big berekas go in, that is another shayla we have to mevarer lefi the klol. Is there a loch in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kufa and Zayin? If you eat chicken, you don't make shakar in the middle of the meal. Why? Part of the meal. Even if you don't eat it with bread, it's a part of the Suda. What if you drink a drink in the middle of the Suda? You make shakar. So Shulchan Aruch says you don't make because it's ain achile below shtir. The shtir is a part of the Suda. Some achilek. So Mishnah is on Yerushalayim makes shakar before the Suda. The mice, most people are not makpid on this Yerushalayim. Yeah? The real machmirim makes shakar before, but most people don't make shakar before. So I came up with a shayla. What would it be if a person eats a piece of cake and he drinks coffee? You make shakar on the coffee or not? And it's sad that the cake is a bread. Filip kiveg. Cake is a suffolk bread. Right? Just why we don't make bigger samosin? Because maybe it's cake. But and it's sad that it's bread. So why make shakar? Again, the Filip Shem Azam is not shver. We said everything is mezainis. But we said Michal Sofik Leinafke. So if we choishish again, the Filip Shem Azam is not shver. But the Filip Mishnebura. Mishnebura of Gvehegel, they learn that all the things we have are Sofik. So we Sofik, we don't make a Moitzi because maybe it's possible to be Kisna. But maybe not. So in Sefer Or Letzion, from Rabbi Tzion Ben Shaul, he says, Taka, you can't make Shaka. I sent a guy to ask, and it was Koifman, to ask him, Eliashim, and Eliashim told me, yeah, Avada, you can't make shakar. His daughter told me, she was lifter, that she saw her father mix the cake, she said, coffee, make shakar. Belong this, he answered me, right? I'm on the mic, sir. Mishkan gain, yeah? Mishkan gain. But the shayla is why? Why? Again, the Firm Shem Zalman to be a starke raya that everything today is called a Passover B'Kisnim has no tzad on his bread. Abraham Kiveg, Ibn Arizah, they don't lish nazim. They didn't go. Okay? We live today with Firm Shem Zalman. But they pass me that it's a Sofer. If they pass me that it's a Sofer, it's a chup, it's a starke kasha. So we could answer like this. We could answer okay. One side is alamol that we don't make a bracha because maybe Rav Shlomo Zalman is right, so then it's poshut, we have to make shakul. It's not nifna. The second side that we make shakul, even if it's bread, are some shita so that a drink needs a bracha in the middle of the suda. Shita sarosh. said the Yerushalayim make Shaakov before because of that. We're not choishish. But when mitzaref it, that it will help the Rosh Hashanah to say that it's not niftar the Birkas Hapas. Then there's another svara to say that maybe only a moitzi patters. Mezoinus Chazal did not metaken that it patters. Chazal will convey the Birkas Hamoitzi patters. Chazal will not convey the Birkas Mezoinus could patter. So while Chazal will not convey the Birkas Mezoinus could patter, but maybe it doesn't patter. And a third nusach, I think, the only reason that bread patter is because ein achila velo ishtiya. While in cake, you can't say ein achila velo ishtiya. The metzias of cake is different. So while the metzias of cake is different, so could be b'chaygam that you have to make, you can make shakir. So again, so I'm saying the ikar smach is because of Shlomo Zalman is right that everything is b'zaynus. I fault. So for that we mitzarev the shita sarosh, we mitzarev the shita that maybe only a moiti pater and not an elzachim pater, and also could be it's not tofer. So this is the first chelik. I think this is glad. We have a moiti mezoinus tafshilim, when we have something in the middle that is called pasta bobekisim. And that pasta bobekisim has a loch that if you kaveh seuda. Shir she'achirim koyvim seudah, or u'dvorim acherim is a moitzi. Then aloha we have to mevar how we measure it, lefi every doil, lefi every matzah. This is one thing. But we have before that, what is pasta bobekisni? We have a list. We have a list of three things. Kevim shemazam rehebach and said, the list, we pass in all of the list. This is a lot of poiskim. Shemazam is a chiddush that we could stretch this list to more zachen, and that we have to really. There's really a chiddush of Shemazam that we could stretch, and we paskin all of the list is posh. That we could stretch the list. This is already something that we have to find out, and now we'll have to find out and rogala and mezainus rolls and pizza. We have to find out two things: if the bichlal could go into the list. Lefi the cloning that we have, and lefi the cloning of Shlomo Zalman, if they go into the list or not, and after if they go into the list or not, what is the shiur shacharim kaybal of Suda? Or is that the shiur shacharim kaybal of Suda? That's Hashem. We'll do next week.